see you next year at the Halloween parade.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
The Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Of October 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union building on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's the end of another month, and there's a whole bunch of stuff happening this weekend to tell you about, Halloween and not Halloween related. Plus, musical duo Winsome Kind are here to play some tunes for us later on. We got a really good hour coming up, so don't touch that dial.
Shaped with gloom, jockeys, Stanfields, fruit of the loom, a monster.
monster like this, like Ernest on Sundays, thrives completely on the public's unease. Said it would be a cinch. Now the whole bloody precinct is missing her ginch. And parents cry when he comes down the streets with their offspring's diapers hanging betwixt his teeth.
He's over there!
Overwhelmed!
He's in the land!
Underworld!
He's the
All right. I know it's my song. I recorded it, but you know, it's Halloween. I should be able to play it once a year.
Thank you.
At Steel Creek Murder, they were the victors at Shindig on Tuesday night, and so they will be heading on to the semifinals later on in, I guess it's early next year the semifinals start. Anyway, Shindig continues every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg, which is in Gastown at 23 West Cordova. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Music gets started not long after that. Cover is only $6, and there's all kinds of fun. Always three bands and jokes for beer and all kinds of other stuff. So check it out, CITR.ca, or go to the Facebook to find out more. Now, this coming Tuesday, we've got three more bands playing, and I just happen to have them here with me. So let's find out what they're all about. So we've got Screaming Queens, Reverend, and the Spheres. And the first tune is off their Psychedelia EP, which is available on Bandcamp. And here are Screaming Queens.
constant.
That's the Spheres, and they're going to be a part of Shindig Tuesday night at the Hindenburg in Gastown. Be there or be square. Well, Scott Perry is noodling behind us. He's been playing along with pretty much every song that we've got. He's itching to play, so we might as well let him in. We've got Scott Perry and Leora Joy here. They are also known as Winsome Kind. Hi, folks.
Hey there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
So you guys just came back from a big trip across the prairies.
We did. Yeah, when did we leave last?
It was kind of a little big trip.
It was a little,
We left last week, early last week.
And we went to Regina and did a really fantastic CD release show in Regina at the Artful Dodger. And then we played this really kind of random show in Oxbow, Saskatchewan. It's this little tiny rural town where Leora's mom lives. And
yeah, it was a fundraising concert, so the whole town showed up. It was great.
Nice.
It was really cool, yeah. And then we drove to Winnipeg last weekend and did a really lovely intimate house concert in Winnipeg for about 30 people.
Friends and family?
No, mostly not. But mostly not. There was just a lot of people from the Winnipeg music community out there that... Winnipeg's just such a great city for music, I think, you know, with the folk fest there, and people just really appreciate music. So we had just an awesome night there doing all our stuff and playing our tunes. And then we jumped on the train on Via Rail on Monday this week and rode the train from Winnipeg to Vancouver playing music on board the train.
Lovely.
All the way, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a kind of a fast and furious kind of whirlwind tour. You know, I mean, as far as tour goes, it was not a long tour, of course.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. It was great. And we had great houses. We played to almost full houses wherever we went. And we have new T-shirts that we sold and CDs and stuff. And it was great.
It's a huge success.
It was actually nice to come home with suitcases that were lighter than when we left. So we knew we did all right. So.
And bank accounts that are heavier.
A little bit.
Come on. It's music we're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking of music, why don't we start with a song?
Yeah, okay. Sounds great. We'll play the first track from our debut album here. And this was actually a tune that... we wrote on the train last year when we did the trip from Vancouver to Halifax. This was actually the second time we were on the train. So, anyway, this one's called Better Days.
Bought a ticket for the train. Thoughts were racing through my brain. All I know is I'm not sleeping well these days. Moving fast along the rail, feeling like I am bound to fail. And all I know, I'm looking out for better days. Leaving you was the hardest thing to do, and that's the truth. Oh, because I was scared and unprepared to leave my you. Mid-December, stuck on this track. I can't go faster and I can't go back. And all I know, there's still a long, long way to go. Leaving you was the hardest thing to do, and that's the truth. All because I was scared and unprepared to leave my you. Goodbye to you and the life I thought I knew. Those days are gone
and there's no use holding on, 'cause life's too short, and I'm not the sort to wonder why. So I'll say goodbye. Leaving you was the hardest thing to do, and that's the truth. All because I was scared and unprepared to leave my you.
Looking out, looking out for better days. Looking out, looking out for better days. Looking out, I'm looking out for better days. Looking out, I'm looking out for better days. Looking out.
Very nice. That's Winsome Kind on Dave Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Leora Joy and Scott Perry in the studio here. Now, when you guys are not musicians, you're also actors. In fact, you met at the theater.
We met at the theater in Regina, yeah, in Saskatchewan.
At the Globe Theater, yeah. We were doing the Buddy Holly story.
Uh-huh.
So we're in our 50s costumes, playing some 50s rock and roll.
Yeah, it
was Scott's first time ever doing a show out of town. Actually.
Yeah, I'd never gone outside of Vancouver because I'm from here. Like,
yeah.
I grew up in Coquitlam, and so I got hired to do this show in Saskatchewan, in Regina, and I was like, sure, okay, I'll head out there and do a show, and went out there, and then on the first day of rehearsal, we just, you know, we met, and we were chatting, and we were both kind of into, you know, similar alternative health things, and we got talking about like kefir and I don't know whatever else it was, but
yeah.
And then it just kind of like that was just the beginning, really. And
I can actually remember going out for dinner with my mom that night. I was like, I think I found a new soulmate. Just like I was all naive and like, oh yeah, I met this really nice guy. Like, I swear we're soulmates. And then, little did I know.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
Next thing you know, you're moving out to Vancouver.
But next thing you know, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, it all happened really fast. And it was like about 6 months later, we were in Vancouver together and living together. And then I was working on some new music and a solo EP at the time. And I released that in 2013. And then that was the EP we basically toured across Canada. Like this time last year, we were doing that trip across Canada. And that's when we really, you know, really discovered making music together and singing together and writing together and how awesome that was. And I don't think going in, like when we first met and, you know, like we both knew we were really musical but in my mind, I wasn't like I had decided like, oh yeah, we're totally going to like be in a band together and like start a group. Like
it just kind of evolved and grew
and we just discovered that it was a lot of fun.
Just
and
kept going as long as you like it.
Yeah.
You keep liking it.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Working together has been really great.
So where does the name Winsome Kind come from?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, winsome is actually an old Scottish word. And we were looking for something. We thought about just calling ourselves like Scott and Leora. But we were like, I don't know. Like, it'd be fun to come up with like a band name. So we were looking for something. I think like wisdom was a word that kept coming up, and then it was actually Leora's mom that like texted us one day this word winsome, and we were like, "That's a really cool word.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a very common word.
No, what does it
like,
mean?
Charming, alluring,
right.
Kind of like
attractive,
but in more of like a naive sort of like positive way,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to like, I don't know."
As
yeah.
opposed to not
that?
Not that, yeah. So
yeah.
A negative aggressive one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, for us, like, when I heard that word, I immediately felt drawn to it. And it was like, okay, this is really cool. I like this word. So then we were just trying to figure out a way to use it in, like, in a name context to make it so it's not just a word, but can be, like, represent, you know, our band, basically. So that's when we started playing with, you know, other ideas were Winsome View. But we settled on Winsome Kind because Winsome Kind has sort of that double entendre
mm-hmm.
of kind being the word kind, but also like that, what kind of person are you? Like, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. So, and it felt really appropriate for our music and, mm-hmm. and, this sort of, we know we tend to, at this point in our career anyway, write kind of positive, mostly upbeat kind of tunes. That's just, I think that kind of comes out in our music because that's the kind of people that we are. So, mm-hmm. And that Winsome Kind seemed to reflect that really, really well for us. So.
Great. Are you ready for another song?
Yeah, sure. We can play another tune. We'll do, we'll play a song called Sunrise. I'll tune my guitar here. So this song's got an interesting story. We kind of wrote the original melody for it in Chimanas on Vancouver Island. I was actually over there doing the Buddy Holly story again.
Again.
Again, yeah. It's not in tune. Can't stand it.
Just blame it on the weather.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
That's close okay. enough. Anyway, and all I'll say is that the lyrics for this one came to me suddenly in bed, and I bolted out of bed to write them down one night, not wearing any clothes. Anyway, it's called Sunrise. Ugh, it's not in tune. I can't. Oh, man.
This mess finally blows off. What'll be left? What have we got? Living like this is something I thought was not permanent. I guess I was wrong. I spent too much time stuck in my head, thinking of ways I could be instead. I wish I could find a way back outside, but I've got to drive for miles and miles. And the road laid out ahead is leading somewhere. I keep driving into the night, 'cause I know the sun is gonna rise. Looking ahead, there's no turning back. Both hands on the wheel, and the windows are cracked. The fuel's running low, but I'm almost there. I might only make it on a wing and a prayer. And the road laid out ahead is leading somewhere else instead. I keep driving into the night, 'cause I know the sun is gonna rise. 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 Sun is gonna rise. Oh, no.
Very nice. Thanks. Winsome Kind in the studio, Scott Perry and Leora Joy. And you were talking about your new CD, and you're having a CD release party in Vancouver next week.
We are, yeah, on November 7th, next Friday night. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky. The Rogue Folk Club is presenting it for us.
Yeah, it's Steve Edge who does a show here every Saturday.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, November 7th, St. James Hall.
That's at 10th and Trutch.
10th
that's
and right, Trutch. Yeah. Our good buddy and very talented musician, Colin Bullock, is going to be opening the show for us. And we're going to have our full band there. Drums, bass, keys, and the two of us.
This is going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, playing the full album and some other fun surprises, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fun night, and I hope you can join us.
Yeah, that looks like fun. And so what's in store after that? You've got the CD out of the way.
Yeah.
Done the tour.
We made our first music video right before we left on tour. Yeah. So that'll be coming out in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm.
For the last song we'll play for you.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. The last song. And yeah. And then any applying for festivals for summer and stuff. Scott's got some fair amount of theater work coming up at the Arts Club this season coming up. So
what's coming up, Scott?
You can catch me in One Man, Two Governors. Uh-huh. Is a show that's happening at the Stanley right after Christmas. I'll be playing a lot of guitar in that, actually, and doing some other stuff. And then it looks like I'll be doing Godspell this summer spring, summer. I think it's running this summer at the Granville Island stage for the Arts Club. So I'll also be doing a lot of guitar and band stuff in that, as well as being on stage and singing and everything else, too. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
How about you, Lyric? Anything else?
Oh, there's a couple surprises on the way, but I can't chat about it quite yet.
Oh.
We'll
save that for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got time for one more.
Okay,
so are you in tune now?
I think I hope so. Okay. I'm such a stickler for my own tuning. It kind of drives myself crazy when I'm not in tune. So
I know. If we had a camera, we could see the painful looks you were giving me.
But it's okay. We're good.
All right, good.
So we'll leave you with This Much Is True. This is, it's been a really great song for us. Like I said, we've shot a music video for it, which will be coming out sometime in November. Keep an eye out for that. You can find us, all the social media stuff and our website, winsomekind.com. And we'll leave you with this one. Not a soul in sight as the sun goes down. I see a bird in flight and I can't hear a sound. And I feel the wind as I close my eyes. Then I think of you as I realize that it won't be long. I'm coming back and I'll find you there. I hope you know my love. This much is true. Well, it's hard to say if anything's for sure, but on this day my heart is pure. Oh, and a dragonfly just flew past. And I hope this feeling, I hope it lasts. And it won't be long. I'm coming back and I'll find you there. I hope you know my love. This much is true. And I don't want you to think that I am not afraid. It's just that I need to say I love you. Yes, I've got to run before my time sets with the sun. And it won't be long. I'm coming back and I'll find you there. I hope you know my love. This much is true. And I don't want you to
think that I am not afraid. It's just that I need to say I love you.
Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
That was lovely. Leora Joy and Scott Perry, Winsome Kind, next Friday, November 7th, St. James Hall, 10th and Trutch.
That's it.
Great. Thanks a lot.
See you there. Cheers.
And there's lots more stuff happening around town, and we'll talk about that right after this.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
All right, all kinds of stuff going around this town this weekend. It's Halloween, of course. So there's Halloween parties and bands and concerts and stuff like that. There's a couple of burlesque shows. There's Showcase from the Crypt, which is up at the Rio at 8 o'clock tonight at Broadway and Commercial. And then there's also a burlesque show at the Fox at Main and 7th. I don't have the times on that, but you can find that out yourself. You're resourceful. On screen, there's a few kind of cool things. We've got the Canadian Horror Picture Show, which is a festival of Canadian horror movies going on this week at the Van City Theatre. Tonight, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil at 9:15 and Trick or Treat at 10:50. Tomorrow night, it's Visiting Hours at 11:05, and that's all at the Van City on Seymour Street. At the Pacific Cinematheque, or it's just called The Cinematheque now. I'm showing my age. There's also a Halloween triple bill going on, The Wicker Man, the original with Edward Woodward and Christopher Lee, not the cheesy remake with Nick Cage. Wicker Man at 8:30 tonight, and that's, let's get this in the right order here. Nosferatu the Vampire, the Werner Herzog one from the 70s, that's at 6:30. Wicker Man at 8:30. And then David Lynch's Eraserhead at 10:15 tonight. And all three of those films will also be seen tomorrow at varying times. And then Nosferatu and Eraserhead will also be seen on Sunday. So check out Pacific Cinematheque to find out more details on that. And then we've got Beetlejuice at the Rio tonight at midnight with Michael Keaton, Gina Davis, and Alec Baldwin. Let's see. I think that's all the... Oh, and then, of course, a non-Halloween-related event. It's the First Weekend Club, the national organization that helps promote Canadian films by getting as many people as possible out to their opening weekend. This weekend, we're featuring Maps to the Stars, David Cronenberg's newest movie, with Julianna Moore, Mia Wasikowska... I didn't say that right. Yeah, that's right. Mia Wasikowska. John Cusack and Robert Pattinson. That's and you'd have to check your local listings to find out where that's playing. And then some live music going on. The Prop House down in the Commercial Drive area at Venables and Commercial is closing. It's been a terrific, nice, eclectic, obscure, exotic kind of venue for a long time. And they are closing up the shop and moving on to other things. And so a big free party tonight. You have to be in costume or at least wear a crazy hat or polka dot underwear or something. And Red Herring is playing tonight, who actually won Shindig in 1985. And they're closing the Prop House tonight. Let's see. Also on stage, we've got The Rainmaker by Richard Nash closing tomorrow at Pacific Theater. And they're doing a Halloween special. If you wear a plaid shirt, you will get 30% off your tickets. But your plaid must be obviously recognizable to the box office staff so that you don't have to explain to them that it's plaid. They should be able to see it. So that's Rainmaker at Pacific Theater. Studio 1398 used to be known as Playwrights Theater Center on Granville Island. Snapshots, a musical scrapbook, a play we talked about last week, which is celebrating the music of celebrated legendary Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz. Music from Godspell, Wicked, Pippin, The Baker's Wife, Children of Eden, and feature films like Pocahontas, Prince of Egypt, and Hunchback of Notre Dame, all put together in a brand new story. Snapshots at Studio 1398. At the Shop Theater at 2nd and Main, Hamlet. And this is a new production by, what are they called? They're called Blackspear. It was something Spear, I knew that. Blackspear Productions. And this is a unique look at Hamlet with, it's not an all-female cast, but you have Hamlet and Laertes are played by females as females, kind of giving a modern look to Hamlet as a young female royal in a modern world. We've also got Urinetown, the musical, which was a big hit a few years ago at the Fire Hall. It's come back with lots of local favorites and friends of the show like David Adams, Chris Cochran, Andrew Cohen, Megan Gardner, and lots more. At the Norman Rothstein Theater, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago too. It's Evil Dead, the musical. That's closing on Saturday. And don't forget to wear white and prepare yourself for the splatter zone. We've got Hunter Gatherers at the Havana Theater featuring friends of the show like Pippa Mackey and Rebel Women, which we also talked about last week. The story of the suffragette movement is going on at Metro Theater. And at the K. Meek Center in West Vancouver, a classic whodunit by Agatha Christie, Murder on the Nile. So if you want more information on any of that stuff, it's all available in the Georgia Strait and other sites online. Also going on this weekend, I'm going to keep talking until I run out of time here. The Heart of the City Festival is going on. It's the 11th annual Festival of Downtown Eastside Arts, Music, Poetry, workshops, celebrations, and all kinds of great stuff. Tomorrow there's going to be a couple of walking tours. One is the Great Vancouver Fire of 1886 with Lisa Ann Smith. That starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And there is also a Raymere Mothers walking tour, which is in conjunction with the play, The Raymere Mothers, which is happening at the Russian Hall. And that starts Sunday at 1 o'clock. And if you want to know the start locations, you go to their website, which is heartofthecityfestival.com. And it does cost, it costs $10. It's $10. You can go down and you can learn a little bit of Vancouver history. All right. We are rapidly running out of time here. Okay, we got a few tunes up here for you. This is a local group called Choir Practice.
Checks with a name that's not mine. Making me, I'm paralyzed into you, and plans are making me, and plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone, just like snowflakes were already melted, just too busy to accept it. Everyone passing days just like buttons. This one time, this friend of mine, no way that was me, no way that was me. They are there open for no one, and talents are right.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special thanks to Scott and Leora of Winsome Kind to come in and entertain us for a little while there. Don't forget to head out to their CD release party next Friday, the 7th of November, at the St. James Hall at 10th and Trutch. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can tell us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, the Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and FilmSoc members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
Interested in producing a professional music video? No dough. Public Records is giving away grants of up to $5,000. Apply now through June 14th at publicrecords.org. Winners will have their video showcased on TELUS Optic TV and online. So head on over to publicrecords.org to get your application underway today.